Good morning, everybody. Murphy Houston on Mile High Magazine. Every Sunday morning, we're here telling you what's going on, and there's always a lot going on, and today is no exception. Joining us this morning is Craig McElroy, the team leader for Denver Giving Machines. Craig, welcome to Mile High Magazine, my friend.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you, Murphy.
I remember when you guys started, and you started with one of our stations here at Bonneville Broadcasting, Cozy 101.1. We heard about these Denver giving machines. We are all baffled about it, going, really? Is that going to really work? Oh, my goodness. So for those that don't know, what are the Like the World giving machines? So they people that listen now that have never experienced it can have a chance.
Well, in 2017, an ad agency was asked to put together a concept that would allow people to give to those in need in an intimate way at a level of contribution consistent with their ability to give back. So while we're all used to going to giving vending machines to get a sugary treat or a salty delight, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has taken that vending machine idea, turned it on its ear a bit. And at giving machines, you go to help those in need in the Denver metro area at a contribution level of $5 to $175.
It's unbelievable. Until you see this machine, which will be typically downtown, we'll talk more about that. But how did the giving machine start? It didn't start here in Denver, did it, Craig?
No, in 2017, there was only one machine. It was taken to Times Square for one day, and people just the ad agency shot video just to see what people would do with this thing. It was very impressive what they captured on film, so they took it back to their home base in Salt Lake, raised $500,000 with one machine in year one. We heard about it in 18 when they were at five cities and got them here in Denver in 2019, where they've been every year, including COVID. And this will be our fifth year with machines down in Cherry Creek North.
Yeah, and is that the only location? Was it a downtown off 16th Street Mall for a while, too, one year?
We Stan Kroenke and Kroenke Sports and Entertainment were gracious hosts for 4 years as we were downtown on Ryder Square. And with construction going on, our traffic flow seemed to drop off a bit. And we've got an invitation from our friends at Cherry Creek North to move in there, and that's where we'll be this year.
Well, that's where it should be, because, you know, just recently, our station, Cozy 101.1, which is the Christmas station here in Denver, it is from now, Thanksgiving, right up till the end of the year, they're going to be set up kicking off Christmas during the next couple of days, so it's good that you guys are down there with the holiday spirit.
It'll be a lot of fun for all of us, and machines just went up a couple of days ago. We're fine-tuning all the electronics, and it's incredible the amount of interest as people have walked by on the sidewalk just asking what these things are. So it should be a very exciting holiday season. Mayor Johnston, during the charity welcome last week, Cherry Creek North has always been a great place to shop. And now this season, it'll be a great place to go find some things to give back.
Well, let's just back up a step or two here, Craig. People go, well, how does this work? You mentioned it's like a soda vending machine. It's like that, right? So tell them how easy it is to make a donation.
So just like when you go make a purchase at any vending machine to get a soda pop or a sandwich, here we have seven charities, five local, two international. Items are listed on styrofoam cards, and you get to pick anything from $5 to $175. So right now you could give to the Dolores Project, which provides emergency and supportive housing for women. Global Down Syndrome Foundation has arts and skill trainings for kids, and they're headquartered right in Cherry Creek North.
Yes, they are.
The Salvation Army Intermountain Division promotes food security. So you can give a bus pass, buy a bike, buy a beehive, or a goat. There's just a wide variety. The little card, once you run in all of your items, falls down in the machine and stays in there, and you get a tax-deductible receipt for your generous donation.
It's such an easy way to do it, and the variety is what I like, all in one spot. You can pick out what's close to your heart, who you want to help, and you know, people think about, right, Craig, they think about donating something during the holidays, and they get busy, and then they forget, and then the holidays are over, they go, oh, man, I forgot. This makes it so easy, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does, and it's something they can do while they're out shopping for family and friends, and stop by and and pick something fun from one of these seven charities. And they can easily go online to givingmachinesdenver.com and figure out what they want to do in advance. So when they get there, they can make it very short and sweet and get right down to it. A lot of people bring family, friends, and kids from neighborhoods, and church group and school groups come down to experience this firsthand. It's really just a lot of fun all around.
And it's so easy to do. Put it on your list. You're going to go down to Cherry Creek North sometime during the holiday and just put down their giving machine. You're going to find it. It's big and red, right, Craig? It's a big machine.
Yeah, there are four machines all next to each other, video monitors on top right at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Fillmore Plaza in Cherry Creek North, right next to the holiday market.
Yep, and that's where we're going to be. Our sister station, Cozy 101.1, the Christmas station, will be down there with all kinds of festivities, kicking off the holiday spirit and then playing music on the station right through the holidays. So get down there, and when you see Santa, do a little something with the giving machine, and it's just so easy to do. And we found a couple of times we've been there with our family, Craig, the families like to let their kids do it because the kids know how to do vending machines.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you need to make sure you bring enough bandwidth on the credit card, let your kids punch away, and get a nice tax-deductible donation in the process.
Absolutely. But besides that, you guys do a lot of different activities that take place at the giving machines, don't you?
So this year, being a part of the holiday market, we will collaborate directly with all of the great activities that are going on at the Winter Wonderland. So new things going on there, a mistletoe lounge, which gives everybody a chance to get entertainment throughout the season. The market runs the same dates as does the Giving Machine Initiative, November 16th through December 24th. Big small business weekend, Friday the 24th, Saturday night lights, the Saturdays in December, a Hanukkah celebration on Sunday, December 10th. And we've got giving machines open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout that great initiative. Mayor Johnston and Visit Denver are going to have their big holiday kickoff and announcement of all the great activities going on throughout the city this coming Thursday at 9 a.m. right at the corner of 2nd and Fillmore.
It's all going to happen down there. And, Craig, when you first got involved with the giving machine, what was your thinking behind it? Because that's kind of not your field. It was something you saw and you thought, this might be really good. And so you jumped in, and it's been good, right?
Yes. Oh, it's been delightful. We first, my wife and I chair the organizing committee. We first heard about it in the spring of 2018 and started making phone calls to figure out who was running this and who was in charge. And it's been a delightful experience. It's been a way to draw community together, faith groups of all varieties. All of us agree that as we have capacity, it's always very, very heartwarming to be able to give back to those in need. The mayor's faith council helps us nominate and select. We take nominations from people all over Denver for the charity groups. They're all local. Five of them are local, two are international, but each year they get one run at the giving machines to capitalize on this great initiative and to make people in the community aware of their great work that they do each and every day and at a grassroots level with those who have struggles from time to time, as we all have experienced and all relate to.
Oh, so exactly.
It's been just loads of fun, and every charity really has a great outcome and a great experience as they do this.
Well, and you raise a lot of money doing it this way because it's so easy to give. I mean, big numbers, right?
Yes. Well, last year worldwide in 28 cities, giving machines generated $6.4 million for charities throughout the country and around the world. This year, giving machines are going to be in 62 cities, 13 overseas. And they'll run a similar pattern as we do from mid-November until right up to Christmas Eve. And it's just a great initiative that is taking hold around the country and literally around the world. We've got the two organizers who got this ball rolling back in 2017 joining us all day on the 16th as we kick off with the mayor and Visit Denver. And then they'll stick around until the million light plug-in happens at Cherry Creek North at 6 o'clock on Thursday night the 16th. So it'll be a big day, and it's been loads of fun and turning into a very wonderful global initiative that people latch onto and an idea that's really taking hold.
And who's behind the whole deal with World Giving Machines? I know you're part of it, but you got on after it started. Who started it?
So the machines are sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's part of their community service initiative that we do every day of the week and strive to be good community citizens and give back and help out and alleviate pain, suffering, and hardship wherever we can. The whole idea of being a good neighbor and changing lives by doing good, feeding the hungry, comforting the lonely, and visiting the sick and showing kindness to everyone wherever we can.
Well, you know, our radio stations here, the one you're talking to me on now, we're owned by the same organization. And they are so wonderful about being and caring about the community. It's overwhelming. And a guy like me that's been in the business a long time, the radio business, it makes me feel good that I can be part of all of this. And Craig, by the way, Craig McElroy, who's the team leader for Denver Giving Machines, you must feel the same way, you and your wife, for what you've started here.
Oh, no. It's been a delightful experience, and it's just fun every year as people learn about them to see the glimmer in their eye and the warmth you can see in their hearts as they're able to help those around who need a leg up this time of year.
And there's a lot of people. And what thing I like about the gaming machines and the organizations you tie in with, and they're slightly different every year, right, the charities that get the benefit of that?
Yes, we try to pick a new charity every year. We're hopeful that we don't run out anytime soon, but we've taken the tack that we want to spread the opportunity throughout the Denver Metro, and so we bring on a new group of charities each and every year. Mayor Johnston generously supports and helps nominate and welcomes those charities each year and helps us as we launch this initiative, and that'll be happening again Thursday morning, 9 o'clock down at Cherry Creek North, when the mayor and visit Denver, hold their annual press conference and help us unwrap the giving machines and make them all official for the 2023 holiday season.
And I know this might sound a little silly, Craig, but where else can you go with your family and buy a goat?
That's exactly right, or a beehive for that matter, or a bus pass. It's a long laundry list of stuff that you can give back.
Well, and the goat's not a lie. Is that a tie-in with the Hefner organization?
No. The goat and the beehive are with Church World Service, which is an international organization that provides aid throughout the globe, and around the globe, I should say. And they've graciously agreed to join us. This year, Colorado hosting Asylum Network locally. You can buy a picture dictionary, a sports kit, or a bicycle. The Dolores Project, which helps women in emergency situations. You can get an eyeglass kit for $5, a bed in a bag for $40, or an apartment move-in kit for $100. Global Down Syndrome has a fitness equipment kit, a recital costume, and a half a dozen other things that you can draw on. The Salvation Army locally, you can buy a bus pass, a hot meal, a car seat, or a job skill certification. And Salvation Army, we know, helps with food insecurity and transitional housing all over the country. Volunteers of America have a very unique issue this year, Camp Postcard, where inner city children who live right here in the mountains but haven't been able to go up and camp get to go camp up in the woods, have a great experience, and have first responders who serve as camp counselors. And for them, you can help with a first aid kit or a day of horseback riding. And it's going to be loads of fun. Everybody needs to come down and pick their items. Go online at givingmachinesdenver.com and pick your items in advance and come down and join us. We'd love to see everyone, including you.
I'll be down there. I'll be down there real soon to kick off the holiday. I'm part of the plan, too, somehow.
Yeah.
The jolly soul, ho-ho-ho kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right. We look forward to it.
Cherry Creek North it is, right there at Fillmore Plaza. Craig McElroy, congratulate you and your wife for Denver Giving Machines and all you're doing for our communities and more.
Thank you so much, Murphy. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you too. And you guys, hang on now. It's Murphy Houston here. We'll be back with more on Mile High Magazine in just a second.